This is a traditional folk tale from the Franco-Canadian tradition, and the chief character is Tijon. This is a story entitled Tijon and the Carefree Miller, or the Miller Without Care. In French, it is Tijon et le Meunier sans souci. There was, in the land of Acadia, once upon a time, an old farmer who had three sons. The oldest was named Henri, the middle son was named Georges, and the youngest, and some said the cleverest, was named Tijon. Now, when the old man realized that le bon Dieu, the good God, was about to call him to his final reward, he called his sons to him and he said, "My sons, I will soon leave this world, but I wish you to love one another and be good brothers to each other. And when I die, go seek your fortunes. Each of you take a different road, and in a year, meet and tell to each other what you have done." And with that, he turned his face to the wall, and he gave up the ghost and left this world for the next. After a time of mourning and their father had been buried, the three brothers began to walk, and they came to a road, or a crossroad, and Tijon said, "I will take the middle road and see where my fortune takes me." Henri took the right road, and he eventually came to a town where he became the apprentice of a sea captain. And eventually, when the sea captain died, Henri married the sea captain's daughter and took over the ship. And there we leave him, for his fortune was made. Georges went to another town, and he became apprentice to a baker. Eventually, when the baker died, he married the baker's daughter, and his fortune was made, so there we leave him. Now, let us run ahead of Tijon for a little bit to a glade in the forest where there stands an unusual mill. And on the door of the mill was a sign. And the sign said, "Behind this door, there are no hardships, travails, or difficulties, only mirth, joy, and laughter for all." Now, this was the mill that belonged to a man known as Le Meunier sans souci, the miller without care, or the carefree miller. Now, eventually, Tijon made his way to this mill, and after talking to the miller hired him as his gardener. But now let us go to the palace and see what's happening with the king. Because, you see, word of this sign had gotten to the king. Now, you see, people love to talk, especially about things that they know nothing about. And so this sign engendered a lot of palaver, a lot of gossip. And when the king heard that there was a mill upon whose door there was a sign that said, "Aha," the king said, "I am the king. I am not happy. My subjects are always trying to plot against me. My relatives are trying to plot against me. How dare this rogue of a miller say that he is happy? I will teach him what happiness is." And with that, the king called for as fast as horse. And before you could say Jack Robinson, the king was at the miller's door, pounding on the door. "Miller, come forth. It is your king that wishes to speak with you." And the miller said, "Yes, your majesty. What may I do for you?" "Well, for starters," the king said, "you may take down that ridiculous sign. I will not have it said that a miller is happier than I am." "But, your majesty, I cannot do so. Behind these doors, there is no travail and there is no hardship, just happiness and joy and mirth." "I will teach you mirth, good rogue of a miller. Let us see if your wits and your mouth are as clever as your sign. I wish you to appear in my palace in 3 days, and I will ask you 7 questions, one for each day of the week. And if you answer them, you will go free and keep the sign and your mill. If you do not, it will go hard with you. You must tell me what I am worth to the exact penny, no more, no less. You must tell me how many barrels will it take to empty the ocean. You must tell me the distance from earth to heaven. You must tell me the number of stars in the sky. You must tell me where is the center of the earth. You must tell me the difference between truth and falsehood. And you must tell me what I am thinking and prove it is wrong. Good day, miller. I will see you in 3 days." And the king rode back to the palace. He said, "I'll fix this rogue." Miller went back in, and for the first time in his life, the poor miller, he was so sad, because he really didn't know the answers to the questions. Suddenly a hand touched his shoulder, a gentle hand, and he looked up, and it was his gardener, Tijon. "What is the matter, master? You seem so sad." "Oh, Tijon, the king, he found out about the sign on the door, and now he wants me to take it down, and I won't do so, but now he's asked me some difficult questions, and I don't know the answer to them." Tijon said, "You know, master, it is said that a fool can teach wit to a wise man. Perhaps if you let me disguised as you go to the king and answer the questions. You are no worse off. Well, the miller said, I don't know. Well, miller, you, master, we only have to try. You know, that is right, Tijon. I can be in no worse of a situation, and perhaps le bon Dieu will guide your steps and will guide your answers. Well, 3 days later, the king was sitting in his throne room dispensing kingly justice, as kings are wont to do, when one of his guards said, Your Majesty, there is a man at the door who says that you have an appointment with him. He says he is Le Meunier Sans Souci, the miller without care. Bring him in, said the king. Well, miller, because of course he didn't know that this was Tijon disguised as the miller, wearing the miller's coat, the miller's cap, the miller's vest, and carrying the miller's staff, I say you are at least prompt. Well, do you remember the questions? Well, Your Majesty, you know, I've had a long trip here, so perhaps you should refresh my memory. Well, first question, good miller, is simply this. What am I worth to the exact penny? No more, no less. Well, Your Majesty, it seems that you are perhaps worth 29 pieces of silver. 29 pieces of silver? How do you figure that, miller? Well, you know, in the good book it says that our Lord and Savior was sold to his enemies for 30 pieces of silver. And no matter how much he is worth and you are worth, you must be worth one less than he. Very interesting, said the king. All right, second question. How many barrels will it take to empty the sea? Oh, that is easy, Your Majesty. One, if it is large enough. Very good, said the king, and even some of the courtiers chuckled behind their beards. Now you must tell me the distance from earth to heaven. Well, that's very simple, Your Majesty. The distance from earth to heaven is the same distance as heaven to earth. And if you do not believe me, let us climb on each other's shoulders and we will measure the distance to the stars and measure the distance back. No, the king said. I think we'll accept that answer for now. Now you must tell me where the center of the earth is. Oh, that's very simple, Your Majesty. Now, you know, Le Bon Dieu rules the universe and the heavens. And you, Your Majesty, rule the earth, or at least this country. So I would say that the center of the earth is wherever the king's two big feet are at any given point, or any given moment. Well, that's very interesting, good miller. Now, you must tell me how many stars are there in the sky. Oh, that's easy, Your Majesty. There are as many stars in the sky as there are hairs in Your Majesty's beard. And if you do not believe me, let us count the stars and then let us pluck out the hairs one by one on your beard until we get an exact count. No, the king said, I think we'll accept that answer for now. Now you must tell me, good miller, what is the difference between truth and falsehood? The difference, Your Majesty, between truth and falsehood is what the ear and the heart cannot hear or understand, and what the mouth says. Very, very good. Now you must tell me to answer the last question for me. What I am thinking and prove it is wrong. Oh, that is the easiest of all, Your Majesty. You think that I am the miller, but I am his gardener, Tijon. And with that, Tijon threw off his disguise and genuflected before the king, bent low before him, bowed before him, and said, Please, Your Majesty, my master meant no harm. Please forgive him. For a moment, the king looked very hard at Tijon, and then a smile began to cross his face, and he chuckled, and he laughed, and all the courtiers taking the king's signal, they laughed too, and they slapped their thighs. And the king walked up to Tijon, and he put his arms around him and said, Go back, my son Tijon. You are very clever, for you have indeed taught wit to a wise man. Go back and tell your master, the miller, that he may keep his property, he may keep his head, and most of all, he may keep his sign. Tijon went back to the mill. When he told the miller, they did a dance with each other. They threw their arms around each other, and they danced, and they sang, and there was a party that night. Well, eventually, Tijon married the miller's daughter. And when the miller left this world, he took over the mill. Now, I should tell you that there was a grand wedding when Tijon married the miller's daughter, and the wedding lasted 7 days and seven nights. And the seventh day and seventh night were as good as the first. And there were fiddlers and jugglers and singers and dancers and storytellers and pipers and presents. Oh, were there presents given? I was at the wedding, but did they give me any presents? Well, yes. But what they gave me, they gave me shoes of paper and stockings of buttermilk. And did I get any food and drink? Yes, I did, but you know, it all ran down my mustache, but none ran into my mouth. I left the wedding after a while. I wrote several letters to Tijon and his wife, the miller's daughter, but they never answered. So as far as I know, they lived happily ever after until Le Bon Dieu took them to his bosom. As for the sign and as for the mill, it is still there, many years after Tijon and his wife and her father passed away to their final reward. So somewhere in the land of Acadia is a forest glade, and in that forest glade there is a door, now a rusty door, upon which is a sign that still says, behind these doors there are no hardships, travails, or difficulties, but only joy, mirth, and laughter.
Well, thank you very much, sir.